from Vegas.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Microphones? Check. Clicker liquors? Present and accounted. How about the props?
They're mad.
Celebrities? They're dead. Broadcasting?
Screaming.
Let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, this is the ultimate in internet radio.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Let's now join our hosts, Broadballs
and Trencher.
Damn, I sounded good when I recorded that.
Yeah, I guess maybe you think you do.
I thought I did.
You sure?
I thought I sounded like the shit.
All right, then fine.
Or I sounded shitty. I don't know for
Well,
sure.
If it helps you along, you know, everybody needs their little crutches in life.
Oh, of course.
Alcoholism, drug abuse.
Drug abuse, nice.
Ego.
Ego, even better. Everybody likes a good ego.
Well, not...
Except when yours gets out of control.
I'm a humble man.
Humble my ass.
I just think it's your display of egotisticality-ness is...
What?
I just think it's in poor taste.
My egotistical whateverness is in poor taste.
Maybe you should try being more humble.
Humble. Yeah, this is coming from the man who was late here. Why, by the way, were you so fucking late?
Yeah, I was very late, wasn't I? I was here an hour early.
So you just blew the whole setup we were talking about two minutes before. The whole fucking setup.
I got defensive. What can I say? Actually, I had an errand to run before, and I was going to be late. That is actually the truth, but there was an accident.
But you see, people, well, we talked about five minutes, not even 5 minutes. As a matter of fact, we talked about it, and I looked over and said, oh, shit, 4 minutes left. Was that you were going to say, yes, I was late because of... And we'll walk through this. We'll do a dress rehearsal, and then we'll just try this
all
again.
Right. Do you want to play the intro again?
Well, you know...
Yeah,
we'll
let's do it. Let's play the intro again and restart the show. let's do that.
Restart the show.
Let's do it. Come on, let's do it. I double dog dare you.
Double dog dare me to restart the show. Fine. Hold on. Hold the fuck on. You ready? We're going to restart
ready.
The show. Restarting. Take fucking two.
Microphones? Check. Clicker liquors. Present and accounted. How about the props?
They're mad.
Celebrities?
They're dead.
Broadcasting?
Screaming.
Let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, this is the ultimate in internet radio.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Let's now join our hosts, Broadballs
and Trencher.
Hey, welcome everybody. It's
it's Friday night. It's another episode
Friday
of
night.
Spank
for
the, Wagon
For those
Radio.
Of you who are tuning into us live, it's Friday night. If you're not, hey, it's probably whatever night it is wherever you are.
That's correct.
Hey, like the intro said, I'm your host, Trencher. This is the irrefutable fat ass, Claude Balls.
That's not very nice.
No, it isn't.
I could have sworn in the past we've talked about you being mean to people. It's not
yes.
a very good thing.
No, it's not a very good thing that I'm mean to people, but, you know, at least...
You make Jesus weep.
Oh, I make Jesus weep.
Yes.
This coming from the man who, get ready for this, was almost late tonight. Why were you almost late tonight?
There was an accident on Charleston.
Okay.
Coming down Charleston. It was out in front of the gay bar.
Really?
Yes.
Just an accident in front of the gay bar.
accident in front of the gay bar up on Charleston.
Thank you.
That you found that.
Of course I'm proud that I found that.
I gotta agree, dude. This sucks. Now, Shazad said this song, he hates this song and band. I halfway agree with him. I'm sorry, dude. I thought Electric Six was damn good when they played that.
Yes, High Voltage.
High Voltage.
High Voltage. When they had the glowing crotches on the moose and the people, that was like over the top.
That was fucking great. That really was.
But see, this is what we originally intended, but no, mister, I forgot all defensive. Forgot that I was supposed to lead into this. Nicely done, dude.
Yes, apparently I have assassinated a troll from the chat room.
You have assassinated a troll from the chat room? By the way, you're listening to
Spankwagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net. And by the way, if you'd like to call in, do it now. Lines are open as we speak. 1-866-LB-ROCKS or local Las Vegas 383-8120.
Thank you. Cool. And by the way, if you want to check this out and you're listening to us live, head your asses over to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link, and join us in our little chat room where we get to hear the exploits of Claude Balls assassinating a troll.
Yes, it's the ghost that haunts LV Rocks known as VOD.
Oh, what? Oh, he was trying to hang out in our room?
I told him, you can read it for yourself.
What does it say here? Oh, yes. He was trying to call us shemales. Very, very unique.
Us shemales, yes.
Great. Blah, blah, blah. These dudes are not fake women. Da, da, da. You say your trolling sucks. VOD. VOD says no. You say try harder. VOD leaves. Nice way to rid yourself of a troll. Of course, if that means he's less of a listener count. Oh, well, I don't know. It's kind of a mixed blessing there.
It doesn't matter.
So
we still win, dude.
Well, of course.
That's right, America. The moment we start.
Oh, I'm sorry. We need a swish sound for the damn phone number.
Alright. 1-866-LB-ROCKS, local Las Vegas, 383-8120. They love.
They love the swish, and I don't.
It sounds cool, I gotta admit.
It does. It does?
I like it.
Let me ask that in the form of a question. That sounds cool?
Yes. Okay. Hell yes, I like it.
Nice.
I think it sounds really cool myself. I dig it.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
It is Doug.
Yes.
Alright.
It is, yes.
It is diggable.
Yeah, I can't go any.
Yeah, you're done for that.
Damn it, you beat me. You just cut, like, to the last of it.
But that's okay, because this is another one of those weekends where you got a massive headache, so you're going to be unfunny.
Yeah, but I've been downing RC Cola, so it's going away. RC Cola is tasty.
RC Cola is tasty. I'll admit, when I drank soda,
two or more in a row, though, and it'll tear your stomach up.
Yeah, tell me about this.
I think the secret ingredient is somewhere between lye and formaldehyde.
Lie to tear your throat apart and formaldehyde just to keep it together long enough.
Full flavor.
Yeah, everybody's saying we need a soundboard. I agree. But hey, we'll work on it some other show. Some other day. Boy, this week, our dead celeb again.
Yeah, we have dead celebrities again.
Dead celeb again. The dead celeb again. I don't know how this is going to work out, but
it's historic. It's the first time Sony will be on the dead celebrity list twice.
Two weeks in a row. That's a pretty monumental feat.
Oh,
also,
yes, yes.
Other basic stuff. Check out the WAG, and of course, because... you know, we need people posting on there. That community is your community. Post your, you know, post whatever you want. Go hog wild. I think I've turned down only one post because it was more of an advertisement than anything else.
An advertisement?
An advertisement.
You know, I've done that.
Someone posted like, this stuff is really great stuff. It's peachy keen. And I'm like, well, do you use it? No. Okay. Go. Don't post that anymore.
You know, I've done that before for the wagon.
Really?
I've gone to other DeLorean owners' websites where they have their stupid guest books, and I sign promoting the
show.
Well,
that's a little different, though. That's a little different.
Because
you were tagging the shit, but I remember that. So anyhow, Spank Wagon Radio.
We are still here. I think I got kicked out.
No, you got de-opped. That's all. No big deal. Chanserv didn't like the fact that someone figured out a way to op you, and you know they didn't like that at all. So anyhow, what's been happening for your week?
Not too much right there. Somewhat of an interesting week, although interesting news, too. I heard on the way over here, Scott Peterson, guilty.
Yes, guilty of first-degree murder.
Murder in the first degree, yes.
Murder in the first degree of Lacey Peterson, and murder in the second degree of, and they said the baby's name, but I didn't catch it, of the unborn baby. And he's not only found guilty of murder, but he's found guilty with special circumstances. In California terms, that means...
I don't know.
Take a guess. Any guess?
Special circumstances.
Any guess from you? Special circumstances when you're found guilty.
Age of the victim.
No. He's gay? No.
Studio Oompa Loompas. I told Jesus you. Christ. It's more like hee-haw. They pop out of the corn and just say some shit.
He's gay!
Nah, I don't know. If I were to guess anything, it would be killing the hot-ass trophy wife and going with some blonde fucking skank.
Well, it's pretty much along the same deal. Actually, the special circumstances in California means he's eligible for the death penalty.
You saw a very good argument.
He's a loser.
Yes, he will die.
You think so?
Hopefully. I hope so.
Because there's been a lot of shit going on. Like, in the past week, they've kicked two jurors out.
Yes. The first juror, I don't know why. The second juror, though, the man who got kicked off, who was jury foreman,
mm-hmm.
There was some shit that got kind of quelled up by the media right there. The bailiffs had apparently been saying that they were passing notes between the jury, mm-hmm. individuals, not the foreman, and the judge right there, complaining this guy wanted to consistently go over evidence from the beginning to the end when the jury had already made up their mind after initial deliberation.
So, in other words, he wanted to make a 12 Angry Men, like, you know, a sequel.
Yes. Exactly.
I mean, that's all he wanted to do is drag it out. He was a media fucking whore right there. He wanted to drag that shit out as long as he could to get himself looking good. Like some of those jurors from the OJ trial. Remember that shit?
You're saying 12 Angry Men. I'm thinking Jury Duty with Pauly Shore.
Okay, same difference. Well, no, wait. 12 Angry Men was a good film. Jury Duty, Pauly Shore is one of your films.
Come on, you didn't like Jury Duty?
See what I mean, folks? No, I did not like Jury Duty.
I thought that was pretty funny.
I can't stand watching anything Pauly Shore does.
You didn't like In the Army Now?
No, I didn't like In the Army Now. I didn't like the one where he went down on the cornfield thingy. I did not like Biosphere.
I never saw Biosphere.
You are so lucky.
It had a Baldwin brother. I was immediately turned off by
him. You're not into the Baldwins, huh?
I can't stand them. Other than that one guy... Who used to nail Vicky Vale?
Alec Baldwin?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
A good actor because he can be.
He could because he nailed Vicky Vale. He nailed Kim Basinger. Or not Kim Basinger.
Yeah, it was.
That was Kim Basinger.
Remember, he's on Stern one time and they asked him, like, do you pass your wife around to all your brothers?
Oh, Jesus. Lord knows there's enough of them. Like the Bridges.
Yeah. Dude. Bridges, man.
Lloyd Bridges, Beau Bridges. Who else was there? You know,
there was only
Larry
three
Curly
Bridges.
And Moe Bridges.
There's only three Bridges.
Madison County Bridges.
But there is the equivalent of Evil in Hollywood, known as the Arquettes. There's too many of them running around.
I see, and I don't know how many Arquettes there are.
There's a shitload, dude. There's always a cousin Arquette, dude.
A cousin Arquette. It's like a bad. It's a Dukes of Hazzard episode where the cousins take over for Bo and Luke Duke. Come on,
pretty much.
Come
dude.
On. By the way, Chazad in the chat room, the guy who doesn't like gay bar asks, "How can you not like Biodome?" Well, Chazad, let me ask you this: how can you not like gay bar? Just point out the inconsistencies. That's all. If you like Biodome and you don't like stupid shit like this, just point it out.
I don't know. I've never seen Biodome, so I can't make that saying.
Yeah, it's. Oh, I mean, I watched it because I was on at work and it was a really slow Friday or Sunday, And I was just like,
ugh. No wonder you don't like to watch movies. You're watching shitty ones.
That may have a lot to do with it. It may be my choice.
I don't like to watch movies. Start my own band, dude. We were talking about that earlier, dude. Well, I'm going to be a hardcore fucking metal singer.
Oh, God. Here we go. I don't want to hear.
That's right, dude.
Okay, you want to be a hardcore metal and all that shit.
That's right, dude.
And what did you want to name your goddamn band?
Vampire Period.
And what did you want to have be one of the merchandising?
Dude, tampon crucifixes, man. Dude, I'm serious, man. I would, like, fucking have some great music. Grr! I would, like, have dudes, like, come from the audience and, like, rape a real doll on stage.
Like that. You'd rock out like this?
No way, dude.
You're rocking like this, man.
No way, dude. I would rock so hard I'd have tension headaches.
Jesus. You'd snap your fucking neck headbanging. You'd grow your sideburns out long just so you could headbang with some drama and flair.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, no.
I can, like, spin them, dude.
What?
Yeah, you know, like, guys with long hair always do the fucking headbang thing, and they can spin their hair.
You're going to spin your sideburns?
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
but I'd have to grow them out and make them groom, because I don't want it to look like I got pasties on my cheeks, dude.
That's exactly what it would look
like. Dude. I'm going to be a hard fucking rocker, dude. It's going to be great. My new album, Strawberry Douche of Doom.
You should see we have one of the producers in here, and he's even just, you know, he's like a music guy. And
he's not our producer. He happens to be hanging out.
He's a producer that's hanging out in the studio. Yes,
we are do-it-yourselfers.
Get a hammer. Damn, telephone never works for anyone else.
Smack, smack, smack.
Yeah, what was that?
I said, no wonder everything's
great. It's us. You should have watched it in the webcam, you know. Next week.
Damn phone patch.
We can get it working. I'm not bitching, though. We can get it working because I know the station manager is the one that panics. Whenever I used to hit the wrong button, he'd be calling you. I'm like, dude, they fucked it up again. I'm like.
Those were the days.
Say what?
What are those fucking idiots doing?
The station manager's all pissed. He's like, my phone fucking works. And we're like, yeah, it does. We're fucking incompetent, all right? Chill out.
Upper management's going to get pissed.
Does that fucking mean I'm going to get booted from the studio if upper management gets pissed at me now?
Trench, we need to have a little talk. Yeah, we're having a little problem with the... phone patch seems to be somewhat of an issue. I don't know.
Be a little nicer here, yeah. Well, you know, I can't hit a fucking switch to save my life some days, so
yeah,
that's purely my fault. I won't lie to you there.
Yeah, but I'm gonna start my fucking band. Man.
You're gonna start your own band.
No, I'm not going to be fucking like the six, man. I'm going to be fucking hardcore, dude.
Hardcore. You fucking hardcore.
That's right, dude. I'm going to be very hardcore. I'm going to be like Danzig meets Gwar.
Okay.
Danzig meets Gwar?
It's going to be fucking great, dude.
We have sort of a problem here.
Mother, I gotta buy your tampons today. Ugh, no, I don't think so.
Dude, I can do Danzig.
You could. Well, you got the hair on the side. That's it.
Dude, Danzig is
Danzig.
Easy. All you have to do is rhythmically mumble.
Okay.
Here, let me give you an example. Yeah, I go, Mother, can you keep a model well, world? Mother!
See? Wow, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you have to have rhythm and be able to mumble.
Where's the gore come in?
Yeah, where does the gore come in?
We're gonna have cheeky on stage antics involving body fluids.
Cheeky on stage antics.
It's gonna be great, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Fucking hey, dude. The chat room's going crazy.
Wait. In seriousness, the guy's voice annoys me. The lyrics are crap, not to mention repetitive, and I just generally don't like it.
The fact that it keeps fucking, like, the car says more net splits and shit.
Oh.
We have listeners that keep getting booted randomly. It sucks.
Well, you know, chat servers get like that every once in a while. No fucking healthy. No big deal there. Let's hear more Danzig, because I think your Danzig is almost as good as, if not better than your Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Let's actually give it out to them to figure out. Give them your Tom Jones.
My Tom Jones.
Your Tom Jones.
I'm not in a... God,
you're not in the Tom Jones mood?
I have to like gear, because I can do like Danzig, because Danzig's like, not about to see a lion, but if you want to find hell me, I can show you what it's like. God be damned!
Fuck!
And that's what it sounds like, dude.
Okay, but now we need to hear your,
Tom Jones. That's a good Tom Jones song. Because Tom Jones would be like, you know, bye, 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 Lila. You have the horns, man.
Well, I'm just not sure about that right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm serious, man. I can bust out some fucking Tom Jones you want to hear, man. We'll do some fucking evil karaoke night up in here.
Oh, Jesus. Of course you'd have Tom Jones on fucking tap.
Dude.
Don't know why, don't
Tom
know how.
Jones
you have Tom Jones on tap.
That's fucking nasty sounding, dude. Got Tom
when you
Jones
need your Tom Jones fix, let's hand it over to the man with the karaoke box.
I'm Tom Jones. I'm a soup maker for all your bukkake needs. I can do fucking Tom Jones.
Wait. Did you just say the word?
I like bukkake. That's great, dude.
We got the producer just shaking his head. This is good. Okay, but you have your Tom Jones. Let's crack out some of that Tom Jones. That's not what I expected. You sound like you just hit puberty. Tom Jones just helped you through puberty.
I can't do Tom Jones now.
You can't do that, Tom Jones, no.
Let me play something else right here. Let's see. Tom Jones on tap. Bukkake on standby.
Bukkake backup.
Dude, that's a good tagline,
yeah,
dude.
Bukkake backup. There you go. Don't steal that shit. Like, fuck you, I still know that shit. He wouldn't steal Bukkake.
Yay.
Look at this.
The joy of stolen MPEGs.
Yeah, I'd plug ears if I were you.
Well, she's older than ever once. She's as kind as like the phone and take the dinner. She's always knows a place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Whoa, she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the ladies of mine. She's a man to say it. What a blessing. People on her own knowing she won't be alone.
Is it that bad?
She's lady. Whoa, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady's mine.
What are you
very much.
Oh, God, no. I can't. What the fuck? What were you doing? Because you were going all over the place.
Hey, man, I got to do my Tom Jones, man.
No, I was looking. I got my hello.
You're on. You're on. Hello.
I was looking for the gong. I thought this was the gong show.
Damn. Close.
And then after this, it's the bong show.
The bong show.
Okay, well, you know, we're not over yet, man.
Yeah, we got a long ways to go, sad to say.
And the light in the night in the Vashbahu window.
About time you spoke into the mic.
I saw the flickering shadows of love on the lines. She was my woman.
I can't do that voice for anything.
I suddenly see the out of my mind. Bye, 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 Delilah.
Okay. I have hit a limit. There is an absolute limit that I can put up with. And that, my friend, is it. That is all. There is no more. If I ever hear you mutter any other Tom Jones bullshit ever again, No more. Oh, God. Now the chat room's requesting Shatner.
Oh, Jesus.
Why is the chat room requesting Shatner? And they get Shatner.
I thought he was singing Korn there for a second.
He was pushing Korn out the ass.
Picture yourself on a boat on a river. Tangerine trees, marmalade sky.
I don't even know what he's saying. Save the world.
Slowly. Girl. Kaleidoscope eyes. Flowers. Green.
I can't do this. This annoys me.
Thank you, yes. Thank you.
But I had to do a request, man, and Shatner.
No, you didn't have to do a request. I mean, you really, really didn't.
I got Mr. Tambourine Man by Shatner.
That's quite all right. See, and now the producer, he bailed. He got smart. He's like, fuck this. Goddamn, we even made him close the door on us.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Come as you are, as you were, as you'd want me to be.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that was one of your links you put up on the site. Was it Elvis Sings Nirvana?
Yes, it was.
What the hell? I mean, that was a shitty link because he didn't play a lot of music. He was like, come as you are, come as you want to be. Thank you very much.
You
download
want to
play my music.
Clip of that guy?
Do we have it?
Yeah, just go to the website. What's spankwagon.net?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. Basically, while you look that up, I'll let everybody know what we're talking about. There's this guy, and he's an Irishman from Belfast.
Irish Elvis impersonator?
He's an Irish Elvis impersonator, and he does a decent Elvis voice.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, pull up the site.
Hold on. Give me a fucking minute.
But the problem here is, dude, is he doesn't use his Elvis voice for the power of good. He does it for the cause of evil because he does Nirvana covers and other shit. This guy's name, you're going to laugh, it's Jim Brown. Dude.
Oop, I still got Bukkake playing in the background. Let me get Bukkake out of there. Wait a minute.
All right, folks, it's an Elvis impersonator.
I like Bukkake.
Life is lucky.
All right, let's see if we got this. Hold on, shut up. See if we got this.
Right, here we go.
Ah! Windows Media Player won't play it.
Yeah, you can. Open file. Right-click and open file.
Open link in new window. Open link in new tab. We'll do new tab. Tab browsing is good.
Yeah, click on the link that just popped up. Yeah. You should launch it. Hopefully.
This ain't my computer, dude. I don't know what it's going to launch.
All right, well.
Well, you can't. Go to the site, spankwagon.net. It's the Elvis Sings Nirvana. It's over on the left-hand side in the links.
It's pretty bad, man.
I mean, you don't even get to hear a lot. It's just sort of, you know.
Down in the truck right now, I have a CD that was given to me by somebody. I have a bunch of MPEG files of strings playing Nirvana.
Oh, see, now that'd be cool because I have that cellos of Apocalyptica that plays, you know, it's four cellos playing Nirvana.
Maybe that's what it is then.
Yeah. Well, no, not four cellos playing Nirvana. I'm sorry. Four cellos playing Metallica.
Okay, well, this is Nirvana, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Very cool.
Listening to Come As You Are is really like, ooh. It's depressing, man. It's depressing, like, oh, my God, I can't listen to this.
It's the new track two.
No, it's not. Nothing will ever be track
two. Nothing will ever be track two.
I have track two.
We know you have track two. We talked about it last week.
Who wants to kill themselves, kids?
Yeah, listen to track two. Shit. Should we dive right into shit we found this week?
Oh yeah, why not, man?
Let's go back and let's
throw your asses back in time, man.
Back in time?
No.
Or
please don't.
Back in time, man. We'll start the show over again. Again. No, we won't.
So there was an accident
in front of a gay bar. Anyhow.
All right. Yeah.
They're saying more mic for you. I was saying more mic earlier. Well, less mic, actually, earlier. No. 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 Not that one.
I wasn't going to yell. I just wanted to see you panic.
Yeah, you flush.
Yeah.
Let me go pure white. Now, anyhow.
That's funny.
Foxfire. Firefox? Foxfire.
Foxfire.
Foxfire hit the 1.0 release this
Firefox.
Week.
Actually, I don't know.
Firefox is that still the not Stallone, the movie with...
Louis Gossett Jr.
Yeah, but someone else. Even more famous. Clint Eastwood. How the fuck did I forget?
Was Clint Eastwood in
it? It was Clint. Yes. Who do you think flew the damn thing?
I don't know. I never saw it.
Clint Eastwood. Again, probably one of those bad movies I saw that, you know, you haven't.
I thought it was Chuck Norris.
No.
That's Firewalker.
That's Firewalker. Yeah, that's Firewalker. Chuck Norris flying planes. Carrie says more cowbell.
More cowbell. You want more cowbell? I can give you more cowbell.
Okay, we'll save that for later. Save that shit for later. So anyhow, Foxfire comes up to the 1.0 release and is actually starting to kick IE's major collective ass.
Ah, yes, it really is. People really dig the layout of Firefox.
No, I'm clearing my throat. I'm sorry.
I was trying to remember what it's called again. Foxfire.
Oh, it's Firefox.
Firefox. Okay.
I put Foxfire because that's the name of the movie. You know, I mean that it's Firefox. Thank you. Vert even is correcting us here. And just think about it. A decade ago, you know, all of us geeks and everybody, we were clamoring over Netscape with, you know, the web browser that they provided with anticipation. IE came in, made their own browser, caught up to Netscape, took over. The minute the browser wars were considered over, though, IE quit developing. Netscape, however, sold their shit off to, I think
AOL.
It was open source. AOL bought the shit. Mozilla opened up.
Yes. Mozilla, I really like Mozilla.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, I like Mozilla, even though for my Mac I use Safari and I use...
Safari is the primary browser for the Mac right there because I like the shortcut keys on it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Mozilla is something I prefer to have a two-button mouse with. But I can tell you most certainly, as far as Mozilla is concerned right there, Mozilla, I just love the fact when I click on a link, it doesn't automatically download. It first asks me, what the fuck do I want to do with it?
Yeah, you can either download the link, it'll ask...
Right.
Also, even better, is you can actually turn off entirely any third-party software downloading
right.
to your desktop.
Exactly.
All of it, even from Netscape themselves.
Oh, by the way, did I mention? Speaking of the browser wars, Monday, Microsoft released the fact that they're aware of another flaw.
Yet again, another flaw with the IE... Internet Explorer software, so yet again. Firefox 1.0 now available in Windows, Mac, and Linux.
Uh-huh.
Or is that Linux? Never mind.
It is Linux operating system. Listen to my show and I'll teach you to be a hacker.
I will make you a hacker and I will teach you Linux. I will make you fully leet.
You will be leet, I say leet.
Your password is admin. Worst password ever.
Ah, dude, like totally. Anyhow. It's a release of those operating systems in more than a dozen languages. It's a result of 2 years' worth of work, and I've been downloading betas back, God, when it was...
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you,
fuck
dude.
You, dude. Fuck you.
You're like one of these people, like, I listened to them before I went mainstream.
Yeah, absolutely.
I beta tested that. It sucks now because everybody uses it.
You know what? No, it's great now because everybody uses
it. You sound like that,
I wasn't going to go there. I was just going to say I've been using the beta back when it had, like, three or four different names. And I've appreciated the growth. And the one thing, I'll tell you, the one thing that I've really dug about, like, the newer generation browsers, both Firefox and Safari, what the fuck give you that look? The one thing I really appreciate about all of those browsers, though, is the absolute best thing ever, tabbed browsing.
Ah, yes, tabbed browsing fucking kicks ass.
Because, I mean, if
I have a question.
I mean, like, right here,
right
now.
Do you use Firefox at home?
Yes,
okay.
I do, and I use Safari. I kind of balance between two for no good reason.
Well, I have a question right there. On Firefox, I have one big problem with Safari.
Okay.
If one page is downloading right there, I can't switch to my other tab. Will Firefox do that?
Yes, I believe they will.
So I can't switch between tabs while one's downloading.
I believe so, yes.
Because fucking Safari will pause.
Well, the problem I've been having, like, with my issue is I'm having a DNS problem coming off of my modem. So, like, all of a sudden I'll open up 10 tabs, which normally open fine. All of a sudden they all crash out because I can't get the DNS. So I have to go to each tab individually. That's my fucking modem right there, but... That's an entirely different problem.
And what kind of modem do you have?
Cable.
You have a cable modem.
Yeah, I have one of the surfboard SBG 1000s. It's the wireless. It's the wireless modem deal. That does the wireless networking. It also does print surf. It's a gateway and or normal router in that respect.
What's your password?
God, why? Oh! No, I'm not gonna tell you that shit. What's your password? No, tell me. Come on.
Social engineering.
Social. No, I got social engineered once in probably the past 6 months. One of our engineers at work, okay, had a new Palm Pilot, one of those thumbprint Palm Pilots, okay?
Okay.
And I'm like, cool, let me take a look. And he goes, yeah, try to crack it. I'm like, okay. Put my thumb on it, let it record my thumbprint. And he goes, now think about what I just did. Oh shit, he has my thumbprint now.
Wow.
I'm pretty fucking stupid.
Well, dude, I mean, it's like, you know, I was watching MacGyver one time, and you can get
MacGyver.
Your thumbprint pretty easy.
You were watching MacGyver one time. One time I was watching MacGyver, and I learned that I could make a bomb with a 2-liter of RC Cola and an operating system called Linux. And it was the best operating
Linux!
System.
Linux! It's not fucking Linux,
it's
man.
Linux. It's Linux.
I swear
Linux.
To fucking
like
God.
Linux. It's Linux.
I'm going to fucking
Linux.
Go to Kinko's, and I'm going to make one little fucking poster that says it is Linux.
It's new Linux.
I'm going to go to Kinko's,
Linux,
fucking
new.
Make copies of that shit, put it everywhere.
No. BSDM. I knew I could get you to shut up. That's funny. By the way, what are they listening to?
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show that ever was.
Was? Quit using us in the past tense.
Well, I'm using it in the biblical sense.
The biblical sense, great.
Such as we are at the
art
end of time.
Thou now not the greatest internet radio show in thine history?
Hey, you want to do, you want like maybe for Christmas or Easter do a biblical show?
Do a biblical show? What are we going to do?
We can dress up, man. You want to be Moses?
Why do I have to be Moses? Who are you going to be? 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 Oh. If I have to be Moses, who do you want to be?
I don't know, dude. I could probably do Jesus.
I knew it. Make me fucking Moses, burning bushes, separating seas. Yeah, you get to be the fucking baby Jesus.
Dude, I ain't gonna be the baby Jesus. I'm gonna be the man.
You're gonna be the 40-year-old Jesus? I've come back from life. Because I got sideburns.
I'm gonna be the manly Jesus. Dude, you know eBay? Look up Velvet Elvis for a keyword. There's a guy that sells paintings of Elvis and Jesus on Velvet, and Elvis has the bigger halo. I don't know why, man. This guy, that's all he does is he sells
that. That's awesome. That is fucking awesome.
Let me go ahead. Let me kind of clarify something right here. People were telling me that Safari is not operating correctly for me. Let me be a little more clear. It's not while a page is loading. It's while it's trying to discover a page. If it's having to do a DNS lookup, it will not allow me to change tabs.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Maybe not. Everybody's loving the fact that you're going to be baby Jesus.
You're going to be baby Jesus.
You're going to be baby Jesus, you freak. So listen.
You're going to build a fucking cradle?
Manger.
The
manger.
He was in a fucking cradle.
It was a manger.
No, the entire scene is a manger.
No.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. Manger's like a fancy word for
biblical. Hold on. Shut up. I'm trying to think because I'm trying to go back to my, let's see. Sing Christmas carols. Yeah, damn, you're right.
Yeah, manger is the biblical equation of a dilemma.
So they basically put him in a fucking food trough.
No, he's not in a food trough. He's in a cradle. But manger is the equivalent of a biblical diorama.
Okay. Vokura says, in the name of Claude the Trencher and the Clicker Licker, amen.
Hey, I kind of like that.
By the way, you were going to mention something with what's going on. Let me give you the actual numbers of market share here going on with the different browsers.
Please, because I have an interesting segue after that.
And I got an interesting part that I think that may add to yours.
The same.
Yeah. Firefox is becoming more popular. Back in July 2004, according to Webmetrics, people who monitor how much web usage and shit like that. Yeah, hi. Quit mugging the camera. Now you're going biblical on the Vibe Cam. By the way, if you guys want to check the cam, it's cam and chat on spankwagon.net. Firefox is becoming more popular before July 2004, according to Webmetrics firm. 95% of web users used Explorer, a percentage that has remained pretty static for several years. In July, after warnings about major security flaws, IE users dropped to 94.7%. And by the end of October, that figure dropped to 92.9%. Those people obviously are taking up. Will you quit doing that shit? I got to stare at your ass looking doing that stupid fuck.
I look pretty cool.
Basically, though, it's saying that.
Well, the thing about it is, yeah, a lot of people are switching over because, one, the fucking threat of just spyware and viruses and shit and security flaws, it's becoming too fucking dangerous in IE, number one. Number two, they like the ease of use better. Now, that's just talking about consumers, end users.
Yeah.
You know, for home users, non-commercial, let me say that. However, a lot of commercial people, especially the government, saying don't use Internet Explorer. And
well, come on, not only that, but
they've been recommending to their agencies to use like an alternative browser, although they didn't have one. And the speculation right now is they're seeing a lot of downloads from government people and shit right there from Firefox. There's a damn good chance Firefox is going to become the browser of choice for governmental and military security.
Okay. By the way, Verse keeps throwing us a link here. I think it's an SWF file. It's a flash file. Why don't you go ahead and read that off for us? For everybody who's not in the chat room, why don't we just load that up?
Let me go ahead and read it to you. Cool. Hotel Tango.
Wait. What the fuck? Hold on. Is it on what? VFTP?
Yeah.
So VFTP.net/temp, or no, /virtual1. Yes, /temp. Yes.
Switch Linux 3.
Wait, what? SWI. Okay, hold on.
.swf.
Is this work safe? Well, I get in trouble. I'm just saying.
Ask that here, dude. They have women that have female ejaculated right over there, and you have to ask if it's safe for work.
Well, it's loading, whatever it is. If I kill my broadband connection, we're going to blame Vert.
I have a feeling we will.
Okay.
I really don't want it down.
Well, it's downloading now. It's a little too late. We are committed to the download. And let me mention
something. Cancel
MSN. MSN launched a new search tool.
Ooh, yes. I read on that.
And one of the funnest things right now, someone actually put into the search tool, quote, more evil than God, end quote. The first link is something religious. The second two links are Linux and Firefox.
We were negotiating
Firefox.
With the Pentagon. We had a blue screen of death. That was the last straw. When you're holding the moon for ransom, you value stability in an application. Linux gives us the power we need to crush those who oppose us. It's compatible with our orbiting brain lasers. I've got a Beowulf cluster of atomic supermen. I have more friends now. Genetically engineered cyber goats, henchmen with bad teeth, gorgeous fembots with a penchant for evil. I mean, Linux runs on anything. I'm all about open source. Just changed my love life. You have to config it, and then you have to write some shell scripts. Update your RPMs. You have to partition your drives and patch your kernel. Compile your binaries. Check your version dependencies. Probably do that once or twice. It's just so easy. And it's so simple. I don't see why most people don't run Linux. Thank God they don't, because then they'd all be supervillains, wouldn't they? Ha! I'm Steve, and I'm a supervillain.
Yeah, easy. That sounds easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I think I saw that like 5 years ago.
No, I don't think Flash was around 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yes, man.
I'll be damned.
It's not like ancient times, you know, like the 50s.
Yeah. Anywho, thanks for that link there, Virtual One.
Yay!
Good for you.
Yay! But no, yeah, they were saying that right there, and that was one of the things. They're also saying that Microsoft's new search engine is actually harvesting a lot of shit from Google.
Which is awesome. I mean, they actually are farming it from Google to get their own links. Wonderful. And they got caught at it. Nothing like going at it on your own. No.
I think that, you know what, dude, I think as far as Microsoft is concerned, I think it's a good thing they have a lot of contracts signed to be primary OS.
Oh, no shit. Because, I mean, I'm looking at getting a new computer soon.
I am looking at it the same thing,
and I'm, like, looking at a PC just for the sole fact that I want to run something I can play games on. I mean, I really want to play, like, City of Heroes. You know, yeah. I mean, I want to play some serious games, and I can't do that right now with the current gen of Mac because they don't write the software. I mean, if it could play it, they just don't write it, and that pisses me off.
Yeah, and my thing is right now, I'm debating, should I get a cheapy box like that for my computer loan and then just blow the rest of it on upgrades for my other shit?
That's an idea.
That's what I've been debating, that or just say screw it and get, like, another Mac when it comes time. If I get another Mac, I probably won't do it till next year.
Okay.
The reason being is because I want to wait till the G5s come down in price.
Yeah, well, if they ever do.
They will.
If they ever do. I mean, I don't think they will. I think they'll just keep rolling them and rolling them out. I really don't. I don't see a price break coming anytime soon. I really don't.
No, that's why I said next year. It probably wouldn't be till spring.
Yeah, maybe when they release the new OS. You know,
I don't. Who knows if
but,
they get to
yeah, Microsoft has a lot to worry about now, though. I mean, you not only do have the Linux threat, which is still a viable threat, and or excuse me, Linux.
Shut the
threat,
fuck up,
Linux. And you know, they still have that threat, but they also have, you know, the fact that their browser is dying off. What's next? Soon. Think about it. Email clients, shit like that. I mean. You know, I know a lot of corporations are pretty much signed, sealed, delivered on, you know, the Exchange server setups, but dude.
Yeah. And the thing about it is Exchange server, in my opinion, as far as Microsoft's go, I like their products when it comes to productivity.
Mm-hmm.
I think you really honestly cannot beat them. I've heard some people that are like, you know, Oracle and what the fuck was that? Novell are going to make big comebacks.
Actually, there's been a huge change in that this past week.
I don't think so.
There's been.
Really?
Novell found some documentation from about 1995 when it originally sold the all their copyrights over to SCO. Back then it was just known as Santa Cruz something or another.
Yeah.
Well, come to find out, they retained all rights to the Unix operating system.
No shit.
All rights. So guess what? Pretty soon, I really honestly think that pretty soon it's going to get thrown out of court. SCO is going to, you know, SCO is going to get the big fucking boot because all they are is a legislative. What do you want to say?
They're supposed to be.
They sue for a living.
Yeah, they're supposed to be, you know, a development company. But in all honesty,
I haven't seen them develop shit.
They're a litigation collective. Okay.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
That's
litigation.
It. Yeah. Roach says to look at that Mac parody. I've seen that.
Yeah, everyone's seen them. Of course, Vert in the chat room, by the way, is going, WMV? Weapons of Math Fiction. No, of course it's going to be not in a .mov. Jesus, not everything is .mov, dude.
I know. Soon, one day. MOV, in my opinion, though, is far superior.
Yeah, well, it's, I like it.
MOV will play just as fine equally on Mac as it does Windows.
Yep.
WMV, no.
And WMV sometimes doesn't play on Windows, so, you know, I'm not too worried about that. By the way, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net. Hey. We are the end-all, be-all for all of your internet radio needs.
And remember, if you want to talk to us, I mean, anytime, just call right in. We're pretty open for anything. 1-866-LVROCKS.
Stop.
Give us a call. 1-866-LVROCKS. Or local Las Vegas, 383-8120.
That's right.
There you go.
So basically, if you're local, you can call us at, let's see. You can call us at, just dial Duff.
Tough. What the fuck are you going on? No, shut the fuck up. Weapons of mass vulvification. I think
shit, there's no letters on one. I was trying to think of something like cool I could spell with like 8120, but I can't. I got okay. I got Duff.
OU812. Oh hey.
We gotta like.
Chizad's trying the weapons of mass vulvification. Vulvification.
Now I can imagine.
That just sounds really bad.
It sounds evil, like some sort of porn.
Evil.
Go down.
Sounds nasty. Anywho, what time do we got?
It's almost 7.
Let's take 8:15. Our 15 right now.
Cool. And what we'll do is we'll regroup. I got a club mix for you guys.
Yeah, it's a nice long club mix, so enjoy it. Remember though, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net. We'll be back in a few minutes and we're going to continue the fun. And believe me, we've only begun to scratch the surface of our news stories and our basically BS topics.
BS topics, way to go. We'll be back.
Spank Wagon. Thank you.
Spankwagon Audio.
Buffet!
Spankwagon Audio.
Do it.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs.
with up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for the second half of
Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable Claude Valls.
And we're here to entertain you for the second part of our show. I noticed that in the chat room during the break, everybody was discussing
Freudian slip.
Yes. Windows OS's, the chip, you know, speeds, processor speeds.
Yeah, basically, to kind of also go along with what's going on in the chat room right there, it's a physics law. I don't know
what
it is.
I want to say Occam's Razor, the one that you have these set speed barriers that you can't get past.
Yeah, it's a speed barrier thing that you can't get past.
Yeah.
Intel and IBM were like, dude, we're going to do this, man. We're just going to keep doing what we're doing, and there's no limit. And all of a sudden, they fucking hit a wall.
Mm-hmm.
IBM is stuck at, like, I think 2.7 or 2.8
mm-hmm.
gigahertz for their G5 processors.
Right.
Supposedly, Intel has developed a, I think something like a 3.8 Pentium 4.
Okay.
But the 4 gig barrier is going to be impossible. Pentium has actually already said, We've taken processor speed as far as we can go. The next logical step, which pisses Microsoft off too.
Virtual One points out it's Moore's Law.
Thank you
very much, Virtual One, of VFTP.net fame.
Thank you very much. Yes. Occam's Razor is
the simplest solution is usually the best. You're right. I got them mixed up.
There's so many different names and shit, man. Come back to me when you understand Erlang C.
Yeah, you're talking to Verdi, probably does.
So anyhow, it's just Intel basically said, if you want more processing power, at this point we're going to start developing 64-bit. That's going to be the next way. Or you're going to have to get a more efficient operating system for better.
You know, and I think that a more efficient operating system is the way to go. Because, I mean, look at what we had to deal with. You know, older operating systems. I don't remember such hatred for older operating systems that I hear from most new ones. And if you even look at it, I mean, even the joke that everybody's making about Linux, that, you know, it needs all this work done before it's perfect. Well, you know,
yeah.
Maybe we do need to get back to a simpler time. Maybe that's what it is. It's too built up.
Well, the thing about it is, I don't necessarily think it is necessarily, in many cases, the operating system's fault. Myself, I can tell you this right now. There's a difference between stability and security. And Microsoft seems to want to always focus on one without the other.
Okay, fair enough.
The thing about it is, though, as far to cover a few subjects here within, why no hatred for the old systems? It's called nostalgia.
Well, yeah, nostalgia glosses everything over. And I mean, I could probably think of 10 reasons to hate, you know, all kinds of older operating systems
when I was working
with them.
Specifically, Windows 3.1, the lack of a TCP/IP stack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But specifically, the thing about this right here is you have the operating systems themselves. Improving the operating system is fine and dandy. That's one thing, and basically, that's what Apple has done. Apple said, okay, let's go ahead, let's focus on this and that. And even Apple at one point said, fucking, never mind, let's just go with OS X.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the biggest argument with OS X I've seen from a lot of hardcore Windows people is, well, it's a sham. You guys are just ripping off Unix, and it's a next step technology.
Why not?
I know. But the thing about it is they basically said, fuck, man, let's just go ahead and go with a new operating system. The problem with Windows is they want to be too far backwards compatible with old stuff. And even Apple has had
okay,
to say.
Now I will say this. Apple decidedly has not been very backwards compatible.
Yes.
But they also update too frequently, so it makes it very frustrating for an end user to keep updated.
I don't really think so. And the reason I don't really think so is most time, yeah. If you're talking about updates for operating systems, are you talking retail or control panel
update? I'm talking 10.1, 10.2, 10.3.
Okay, so you're talking...
Every year we have a major OS update.
So you're talking retail.
Yeah,
box.
I'm talking retail.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about...
No. Yeah. See, I mean, take a look at it. It's like every fucking year you have to try to get a whole new OS for another Apple's favorite number, $129.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's very frustrating for an end user.
And Apple has agreed with that. And that's one of the things. Even Steve Jobs in his last keynote kind of hinted towards that. And there's a dual reason. They're going to be delaying the release because technically Tiger should have been out this September,
yeah,
according to Apple's old schedules.
Right.
But the thing about it is, number one, every time they do some sort of preview of Tiger, fucking Windows wants to go and copy some shit off of it, and they have, and that keeps consistently setting back Longhorn's date.
Right.
However, it's just, like I say, for Windows, before I get too off track, it's what's frustrating me here. The thing about it is, XP is a decent operating system. My problem right here is this, though. Whereas you for instance, say, I don't like the fact that, Apple computer keeps releasing a new operating system almost every year. Yes,
correct.
They're curbing that. However, to counter that, as an for my own taste, as someone who went to go buy a Windows PC last time and Apple won out,
mm-hmm.
I don't like the fact that Windows, Microsoft, keeps coming out with different operating systems. Why the fuck should there be... I can understand having a difference between between end user and server. I understand having a server package.
Like what my Apple does. Apple has OS X
server
and
Microsoft,
OS X, yeah.
And Microsoft has Windows Server.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't think it's right that we have Home Edition, then we have fucking Media Edition, and then we have goddamn
Pro.
And the thing about the difference between Home and Pro is Pro comes with 128-bit encryption for the contents of your hard drive, like OS X does.
Right.
So I mean that's great, but the problem is they don't come with that shit out of the box for Home. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's not included, along with a huge slew of other options that aren't included as
okay.
well.
All right.
That to me, I don't like having to be able to do that, and then I have to fight with people to get my own PC.
Yeah. So okay, let's switch some gears here, actually, because looking at the clock, shall we switch this gear?
Yeah, I suppose we could if you really...
Let's do that.
I really do.
Really want to, yeah. We need to switch that gear.
All
right. Did you lose that gear?
Hold on, I think I took out... Yeah, I think I lost a synchro.
Oh, that ain't good.
Oh, no, my bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spank Wagon Radio when we honor you, our listeners, with
Mad Props.
This is where we go ahead and let you know how much we appreciate you. So let's start up right away. Let's give it up for Chazad.
Mad Props.
Let's give it up for Akari Work.
Mad Props.
Killer Imaging. What?
Mad.
Who are you? Where did you come from? Oh, well.
He just joined in time.
Cheater.
Mad Props.
Let's give it up for 9Volt.
Mad Props.
Smoothie.
Mad Props. Laid out smooth like icing.
Let's give mad props to Tucky.
Very mad props.
Virtual
Mad Props.
Ow. And finally, last but not least, Vocurus.
Mad props.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Mad Props this week were provided to you by the Handy Dandy Clicker Liquor Pop. Find yours today!
We should come up with like a good intro for that, something naughty. Yeah. Yes, those were your Mad Props, folks.
So everybody who joins us live...
You fucking turncoat 9Volt, you can't leave yet.
Yeah, really, why would you show up just to leave, cheater? Fucking...
You gotta get on the fucking road and shit, dude.
On the road again! Can't wait to get on the road again. I don't know the lyrics.
I got fucking Jerry Reed, though, man. We can play Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, let's throw it up just for 9 volt.
Sure.
Let's throw it up. Let's see if we can bring that. Was Jerry Reed. So that would be the... Oh, yeah, it's from the Smokey and the Bandit. Here's for you, 9 volt.
Because you got to go, apparently, and deliver a shitload of cores.
Well, according to the chat room, if there was ever more appropriate time to have a record scratching sound, it would have been when 9 volt reminds us, dude, I don't drive truck anymore.
He doesn't?
Wouldn't that change?
Shit, man.
Jesus Christ, again? Well, I'll talk to you later about that. Anyhow, Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon.net. I guess maybe perhaps he's retired.
Again?
Maybe he's, like, content to drive his Trans Am around Iowa.
Yeah, okay.
I can imagine 9 volt with a stick of gum and a cowboy hat. Yeah. I'm going to Waterloo. Use drive truck. It's my car.
Oh, that's horrible, Burt Reynolds. All right. Should we do the next part? Our next...
God, I can't do the laugh either.
You fucking hit puberty on that shit.
I totally did.
Oh, that's great. All right, let's head up to the next one. I know. He doesn't drive a fucking truck.
All right, yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Should we get into a somber mood?
Let's get into the somberest of moods.
Let's do this.
Oops. What the hell?
I clicked on the wrong one.
That's nice.
Going to be wooing a dead guy.
Let's bum bum bum. You're dead. No, let's hit the right shit. Come on.
That was a total accident, I swear.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon presents to you Dead Celebrity of the Week. This week's Dead Celebrity was the same as last week's Dead Celebrity.
Making a return for the first time ever we've ever had.
This is the return of the Dead Celebrity.
Who has died again.
Yasser Arafat dies at age 75. In Paris Hospital. Palestinian President Yasser Arafat died yesterday at the French military hospital where he was being treated. In a brief statement, Percy Military Hospital spokesman said that the 75-year-old Arafat had finally passed away. He was alive. He passed away. He's back again. He's in a coma. He's not in a coma. It's a serious coma. He's talking. He's dancing. He's dead. A big heart has stopped beating, started beating, kept beating on, beat it really slowly, beat it really fast, finally stopped beating again!
And then was revived for assistance.
Arafat's body will now be transported to Cairo for a state funeral service expected today. Palestinians also said Arafat would be buried with earth brought especially from Jerusalem, since Arafat had expressed the wish to be buried in Jerusalem, but the Israeli government ruled that out. So our first Dead Celebrity of the Week, who wasn't dead, is dead, wasn't in a coma, enjoyed the coma, liked the coma, got a stripper, but finally is dead, Yasser Arafat. And our second Dead Celebrity this week... Actor Howard Keel passes away. Howard Keel, who lent his good looks and rich baritone voice to such movie musicals as Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, before reinventing himself as a macho star of westerns and later on TV's Dallas, has died. Keel died last Sunday morning of colon cancer at his home in Palm Desert. He was 85. Keel started Rodger and Hammerstein musicals in New York and London before being signed to an MGM contract after World War II. He became a star with his first MGM film, playing Frank Butler to Betty Hutton's Annie Oakley in Annie, Get Your Gun.
Yeehaw!
Keel was in his early 60s, presuming near the end of his career. He was close to fucking retiring when he became a star of another medium. From his start in 1978, Dallas, with its combination of oil, greed, sex, had become the hottest series on television. Jim Davis, who played the role of Jock Ewing, died in 1981, and the producers needed another strong presence to stand up to the nefarious J.R. Ewing. They chose Keel. Again, actor Howard Keel dies. He was 85. Let's give a moment of silence for our other dead celebrity of the week.
Yes, dead celebrity of the week.
Again.
Yeah, if you want to call into the show, it's toll-free, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. If you're local Las Vegas, it's 383-8120. If you want to talk to us in the chat room where there is a virtual beatdown going on, it is going to be spankwagon.net.
Click on the cam and chat link off to the right-hand side. Shit, where do we go from here?
It's kind of entertaining to watch
the
chat right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's more entertaining to watch the chat than listen to us. You guys got to get in there, folks. I mean,
it's
really
pretty good.
You do. All right.
Kick his ass, man. Kick his ass.
Let's see. 10 things the Chinamen do well.
Reminds me of a joke.
What joke?
All right. So there's this guy, right? And he's saying his sex life's not too good. He's talking to his friend. He goes, well, you should do it how the Chinamen do it. And he goes, well, how's that? He goes, first they have a little sex. Then they stop and go outside and, have a cigarette. And they come back in to have a little more sex. You know, then they stop and they go make themselves some eat. Then they go back and have a little more sex. And then they go and they kind of like contemplate the life's mysteries. And they go back and have a little sex again, you know, till they come. He goes, I'm going to try that. So, you know, next time he goes, gets to his wife, they go at it, they start having sex. And he stops, man. He goes outside to get some fresh air. And then he comes back in and start having sex again. You know, then he goes and makes himself a sandwich. And then he comes back and he starts having sex with his wife again. Then he stops.
Okay, keep going.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden she goes, fuck, what's wrong with you, man? You're screwing like a Chinaman.
Oh, Jesus. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, not bad. I think, who is this, Nivolt?
Yes.
How's it going, man?
It's good. I'm going to explain to you what happened. Oh,
Jesus,
please,
Christ.
Please.
What's going on? You may have to speak up just a tad. I think you're coming in a little soft.
I got fired from my job.
You got fired?
I had a personal relationship with a temp worker in the safety department, and they didn't like that. Yeah.
So you stutzed the secretary.
Got caught.
You got caught. You got caught jumping the secretary?
Like doing the secretary.
Well, that's a brave reason to get caught.
So, like, did they walk on you mid...
We're parked in front of the safety building, you know, and 6 o'clock in the morning she crawls out of the truck, you know, hey.
Hey, wait a minute, was it safe sex?
Of course.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
She come well supplied.
All right.
Wow. That really sucks, man. So
so you got fired for stooping the secretary.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, it's the first piece I've had in 8 years.
Damn! So, 8 fucking years?
8 fucking years, dude. Why do you think I hate everybody's wives so much?
Visions of the Oklahoma Dust Bowl from the 20s.
Damn, hey, that's hilarious, dude.
Yeah, I'm looking to make a trip out there probably March, April, right in there. So you
cool.
guys could look to see me then.
So you got fired for stooping the wife, and you're going to come out to Vegas.
So you still like hooking up with her?
Nah, she won't move to Waterloo.
Oh!
Yeah, sucks.
Well, how far away is she?
About 3.5 hours north.
Well, that ain't
it's
too bad.
Cold up there.
Well, that's why you shack up, so you stay warm, dumb shit.
Oh, hey, you know, good point.
Jeez.
Well, I mean, hey, you know,
through.
All you have to pay for is gas money, right? It's not like you gotta go find a hooker.
You know, the money that my truck uses for gas to go back and forth from Waterloo to Minneapolis isn't worth a piece of ass.
No.
What the fuck are you driving?
I think it was a pity fuck, actually. Hey, but everybody in the chat room says we need to give you special mad props. So here's your special mad props.
Oh, I love you people.
For getting caught fucking someone while on the job. Right?
I thought it was going to be like some other thing, like, you know, she was like in some Kama Sutra position, somebody opens the door and they're both like deer caught in the headlights.
Or they fall out.
They fall out.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, 9-volt.
Hey, I'm surprised the fucker even worked, you know? Anyway, you guys...
Enough of... Whoa, yeah, we don't... We'll talk to you later.
I swear, this never happened before. I went off accidentally. Thanks, 9-volt.
I don't know what happened. All right. Hey, 10 things, as we were going to talk about just a moment ago, 10 things that they say, or that it's kind of been said that the Chinese do better. Number, let's actually start, instead of our classic back-ass-words way, let's start at number 10.
Hey, let's do something completely random.
What? Okay.
Pick them in a random order.
Okay, number 10. Oh, look at how that worked out. Wow. I'm going to almost guess what number 9 will be. Number 9! Oh, geez, that's random. Check this out. They do. When you go shopping for pants, like if you're going to get pants tailored in China, a lot of the shops, what they'll do is they will actually tailor it for you while you shop for the rest of your stuff.
Really?
That way, instead of going back 2 or 3 trips or paying extra money, you just buy your pants, you get it tailored, you walk out. That simple. For business people, you know, unlike us who are more of a blue jeans t-shirt society, or kind of people, that means a lot. You know, because I remember getting a suit, man, that was a painful, like 2 or 3 visits to get it tailored to fit perfectly.
Yeah, definitely. Have the alterations done.
Number, are you ready for this? It's going to be random. It's going to be totally random. You ready?
Please.
Number 9. All right. Number 9, computerized seating maps. Whenever you go to any sports event, whenever you go to a movie, whenever you go to anything that you have an assigned seat, you get an assigned seat. You can leave, come back, whatever you want. No one's going to take your seat. It's not first come, first serve seating. Plus, here's the kicker. In some venues, they have giant screen TVs. You sit on a stool, they put you in front of these giant screen TVs, and you see the view that you're going to be paying for beforehand.
That's interesting.
You know, because several times I buy tickets online for racing events, concerts. I don't know what the fuck I'm getting until I get there. Or I can go online and look at a map, and it gives me a big orange section. I'm going to be sitting somewhere in that orange section, looking somewhere down at the purple section. Pure and simple. So that's a pretty cool thing.
No, I understand what you're saying. It just sounds funny.
Parking data. Now, this is something we...
Parking data?
And this is something we kind of enjoy out here in Vegas. In China, if you are looking to park your car somewhere in a busy city, there are several parking ramps, public parking ramps where you park, pay to park, whatever. If they're full, in most cities, they put out a placard saying full. But in China, and also several places out here in Vegas I know that does it, they will have a digital readout saying lot is open and how many spaces are available. Much better than driving around trying to find a parking spot or finding that you closed, full.
I suppose it might be able to work, although the Riviera still has my $15.
Yes, the Riviera still has your $15 for last week. Number, this is random. What comes after 8? 7, you're right. God, you're a genius. Wireless service bells. If you're at a restaurant, if you're out eating somewhere, and instead of waiting for your waiter to walk up to you constantly and go, is there anything I can help you with? Is everything okay? Is your water too cold? Is your milk too hot? You know, so on and so forth. You actually will have a bell at your table. Press the button, your waiter comes out.
That's kind of rude, don't you think?
different culture. We would maybe consider that rude. But I also, we used to have fun when I was
a
kid. That,
That's the equivalent of yelling at a waiter.
No, because that's specifically purposely put there to get the waiter's attention. Not going, hey, I got some fly in my soup. You're not doing that.
It just that's just the way it seems to
okay.
me.
Is See, now you have to understand. When I used to go with some friends, we used to count how many times we got asked, "Is everything okay?" And one time we hit in the double digits, and that was only for an hour and a half. So, this way is a little bit more when you need it, sort of a thing.
Yeah.
They do a number six here. Talks about banking in China. Bank branches stay open not only bankers' hours throughout the week, but 7 days a week.
Wow.
7 fucking days a week. Just saying.
It's very unholy not to take the Sabbath off.
But they don't, but they're not Christian.
That sounds why, explains why they're all going to hell.
Oh, Jesus. We're moving on to number five.
Five.
Anti-theft slipcovers. In other words.
Anti-theft
yes.
slipcovers?
In other words, if you have a coat you don't want to get stolen, or you have a purse, and you're a woman with a purse, let's say.
Uh-huh.
They either have hooks underneath the table. Underneath the table for you to hook your purse onto. Or when you put your jacket down on the chair, on the back of the chair, they run over and put a slipcover over it.
Oh.
Deters thieves. Because they're going to have to work a little harder, and they're not going to do that without getting noticed.
See, I was thinking, like, you know when you have a mattress and box springs? The cover you put over the box springs?
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, no. Not the mattress spread or bed spread. No.
Yeah,
no.
I'm like, is there, like, a high thing for sheets in China for a theft rate?
Maybe.
Why would there
know.
Be? They make them.
Okay. Number four, adult playgrounds. Instead of going to the gym, a lot of people in China actually have playgrounds in their neighborhoods that are set up specifically for adults. And these aren't just, you know,
really?
Yes, they're walking machines and things like that, and free weights and rowing machines. And they're all painted kind of in the outdoorsy, bright red, green.
Are
not
like,
outdoorsy, but like, pay attention to me, I'm outdoors type of stuff.
They have slides.
I don't think they got slides. But a lot of it is, you know, getting them out in the fresh air to do their exercise.
I want slides and poles and those wooden bridges.
Oh, I love the wooden bridges. We used to get two kids that would jump on the wooden bridges opposite.
And try
so
to
have this big wave
each other,
going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Number three, transit debit cards. In other words, they have debit cards that work on, get this, buses, subways,
oh,
and
transit.
Taxis.
I thought you said transient.
No, transit. In other words, these cards are specifically made just for... Oh, by the way, someone said, a car here goes, we have adult playgrounds here, it just costs a lot of money.
Dude,
those are gems.
Dude.
We're talking, you know, it's not exactly legal. That kind of
playground. I know how we can totally make money.
How?
Battery-operated credit card readers that homeless people can borrow from us for a nominal fee for panhandling.
Okay, first off, how are you going to get a nominal fee from a bum?
They're panhandling.
Let's think, though.
They're collecting money.
Yeah, you find them. I want my reader.
We put GPS in them.
Oh, geez. Now, that just made us a lot more...
Dude!
You just spent too much money to make something.
No
too
way,
too much.
Fuck you. Them guys make like $80,000 a year panhandling.
Yeah. By the way, Chazad in the chat room, oh, I was hoping for an actual adult-sized playground. That's what I thought
Me
when
too,
I saw
dude.
It. You know, that'd be really cool, giant adult-sized slides. But the problem is, man, as we get older, can you imagine someone breaking their hip? Instead of just falling down and scratching themselves on the slide, actually breaking a hip on a slide?
No, because they'd be
some old fart. Some old fart jumps out of the swing going, I'm Superman!
Does he have a towel tied around his neck?
Who knows?
No, I'm thinking adult-sized playground, too. I'm thinking, like, you know, jungle gym.
No, yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. But, no, these are more, like, outdoor exercising, stuff like that.
That'd be fucking cool, dude. Like a gigantic sandbox, dude.
Hey, there you go. Hey, here's another one. Here's one you may actually like. Informative stoplights. Now, this is in Tianjin, a city of 13 million people. Traffic lights display red or green signals in a rectangle that rhythmically shrink down as time remaining evaporates. In Beijing,
that's
some...
dangerous.
Hold on. Yes, I know why you're going with that. Some traffic lights offer a countdown clock for both red and green signals.
Okay, that's better.
Both have the same goal of trying to give you how much time you have left, so you either slow down, or if you're an American, speed the fuck up to try to get it through. So, I mean, that's
green
one...
Green light, go. Yellow, speed up. Red, stop.
Exactly.
But that's dangerous. We couldn't have that in America with the shrinking. A timer, yes. The problem, though, is the shrinking... The reason that would be a danger is two words.
Hmm.
Farmer's market. Our elderly can't see as it is.
You're absolutely right. You shrink it down, and you're in trouble.
Right.
And finally, the number one...
One!
...thing that they say China does a little bit better than... No, one.
Is this screwing?
Huh?
Screwing?
No, that's rabbits. Cell phones. By any standard you could think of, both coverage, price, even ubiquity, China's cell phone practices beat the hell out of ours. You can use them in elevators, subways, and parking garages. They work in Tibet, at the Great Wall, and in the most remote rural parts of China.
Really?
Yes. Patients, doctors, nurses, visitors can even use them in hospitals without any problems.
Wow.
It's a cheap, pay-as-you-go system with no stupid monthly contracts or credit checks.
Mm.
So the phones are so cheap that even sidewalk cabbage vendors have them.
Oh, it's very interesting. Speaking of cell phones, they were talking about this. We have a big problem in America right now. Check this out. Let's say you go to a kiosk rather than a provider's store in the mall or standalone. A kiosk for a subcontractor.
Okay.
Do you know when you go to those kiosks that there are, I shit you not, hidden contracts?
No way.
Yes. So, like, let's say it's like a $250 penalty to break your deal with Sprint, right?
Right.
So if you go to a kiosk, like in the mall, that's run by somebody else at the grocery store, and you sign with an agent, you know, they'll put shit in saying, yeah, well, if you can't cancel a contract with Sprint, not only do you owe them money, but you're going to owe me $350 of lost revenue because I lost a contract with them and a bunch of other shit, too.
Jesus, I'll have to remember that.
Yeah, very dangerous.
And that's kind of weird because our first cell phone we got through Radio Shack.
Really? See, and that's exactly what we're talking about.
Okay. But the system in China, man, is now the biggest cell phone market in the world with 300 million in use, each one of them telling time, which means wristwatch sales have totally plummeted.
Well, you know what, dude? I would imagine so.
They say that they're a nation of thumbs, one Shanghai woman said, meaning that the Chinese use cell phones like Blackberries with text messaging and friends, and only at 1.6 cents a pop, the Chinese never did get used to voicemail or answering machines. So, you know, because back in the day, installing a home phone was equivalent of 2 years of pay in the 1980s.
Yeah.
So, literally, the technology leapfrogged over to regular landlines and went straight.
Well, landlines are old anyhow. I'm queuing a song. I didn't know if we want to play it because they're talking about Pussy Stew.
What was that? Go ahead and click it in. That was awesome.
True story. When I was in Los Angeles in Glendale going down Colorado Boulevard, I know you don't know where this is. But
no, not a clue, but I'll just go and agree kind of, you
like
know.
When you tell me about University Avenue.
Exactly.
We were walking down the street, and there was this Mexican restaurant that had, I kid you not, 30-cent tacos.
Okay.
And next to it was a boarded-up place, literally next door, another storefront that was boarded up, you know, with windows. And as we walked by, we heard a shitload of dogs barking.
Oh, so you hear the dogs barking.
Next to the fucking Mexican restaurant.
Unacceptable.
Nice.
Disgusting.
I can't find that. I was looking for that, but I couldn't find it.
Trying to play with your soundboards. Trying to appease the listeners that who want soundboards.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're too short.
Very well, then. A little service here.
Ooh. Anyhow.
You're getting too far into that. We need to, like, practice with these, man. It's like fencing.
It's like...
We must learn. If he says this, I will counter with this witty click.
Yeah, and how do we know what we're going to say? Because half the time, fuck, we have no clue what the hell's going to be said next. So they're all still talking about cell phones. But, yeah, Chinese do cell phones one step better, especially when it comes to contracts. I'm stuck in a contract, and I got to pay, you know, monthly. And I'm not a big cell phone user except calling you to go, hey, dude, you're late.
What you doing, man?
Where you at, man? How come you're going to be running so late today?
Hey, did you see the... yeah, no, speaking of kind of subject change, did you see the new Star Wars trailer?
Not yet.
You haven't seen it?
I have not seen the new Star Wars trailer yet. I, you know what? I'll do that when I get home tonight.
I have it right here, man. Well, so if you want to see it after the show?
After the show, yes. Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, yeah, where are we at, actually?
No, I was just going to say, I saw the new Star Wars trailer right there. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about watching Episode 3.
Really?
And it has nothing to do with Lucas.
Really?
In all honesty.
What's your hang-up?
I want to see Episode 3 because I like Star Wars.
Right.
However, I already know what's going to happen. I know he becomes Vader.
Oh, I see. So you're like, oh, we know.
Yeah, fight one
Vader. Yeah, we've heard this all before, but now you get to see it. You get to see
the visual.
You get your own imagination ripped away from you as you get to see how George Lucas would make it, and then 2 years later, remake it, and then 10 years later,
see,
remake it again.
God, 20 years from now. See, I didn't have the technology for virtual reality.
Now you can be Vader. Ow! Ow! Fuck! Ow! That's all I need. Where the fuck did you get your Star Wars MP3 episode 3 MP3 trailer?
Okay, Taki in the ass, where did I get the...
Why don't we do this? We'll upload it to the wagon.
I don't know about legal things.
Oh, good point.
Because I got...
Virtual One says Apple QuickTime, so...
No, I did not get it from Apple.
Where did you get it?
Alt.binaries.starwars.
There you go, folks. Get out the old news clients.
That's right, dude.
Make sure you have a good
news coder. I told you I use my news client, yeah.
Use your news
client.
I also
got some Star Wars porn, too, so.
God.
There is no redemption without sin.
You know what? Let's bring up this one last thing, redemption and sin. A prison now is sending invites to criminals. Persistent burglars who were sent out the Wish You Were Here postcards of local prisons in Britain this year, or this past month, to try to stop them from offending. Dorset's police tongue-in-cheek cards featured jails including Guy's March and Shaftesbury.
What?
Guy's March and Shaftesbury. Oh, hello! I'm from Guy's March and Shaftesbury.
This is my grandmother, Edith.
And Dorchester Prison. The initiative is designed to cut the number of house burglaries in the country by warning criminals of their fate if they re-offend. The message on the reverse side of the card reads, "If you don't want to end up here, stop offending." Fair enough. Acting Deputy Chief Constable Adrian Whiting said the postcards sent through either the post or delivered face-to-face, ooh, how would you like a cop walking up handing you a postcard, we're sending out a clear message. We're also working with other agencies to provide rehabilitation programs, he says. Good, because if they tried that shit in the States here, man, the ACLU would be all over your ass.
Yeah, I mean, that's somehow, somewhere, I don't know how, I don't know. I mean, I can tell you right now, I know it's out there. I just can't tell. But somehow, some way, there is a fucking reason to sue for this.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, if it was in the States, if it was here in the United States, they would figure out a way to fucking sue. I mean, that's just it. You know, United States of litigation. We've said it before. Hell, we even said it earlier in the show. If there's a way you can make money doing suing, you know, like SEO tried to do, you would do it. Pure and fucking simple.
Oh, I know. They're just still talking about Star Wars in the chat room. Have you seen the Troops?
Yes, I have seen Troops. I saw Troops like 6 years ago when it came out, man.
Yeah, I know.
The cop spoof when they tied in. I love it how they tied in the whole death of Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen and the whole deal. That was awesome. That was one of the funniest things I've seen. Of course.
It was, wasn't it?
So now, you know, we got 5 minutes to kill.
Yeah, no, I have Star Wars parody clips of, you know, Darth Vader and smoking weed.
Well, let's see what you got.
Oh, underestimate the power of the dark side. My robotic lungs can inhale more than you could ever dream of, Jabba.
Jesus, this sucks.
Yeah, I know. I got some other stuff here.
Nice.
I also have the Star Wars gangster rap too.
Oh God. Let's see. Anything to carry us out this last few minutes?
Yeah, this is 3 minutes to go. Let's listen to this. You want? Actually, it's probably gonna suck. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
All right. Who wants to be tortured, kids?
Yay! That was interesting.
Yes. Star Wars...
I think I remember seeing the Flash animation when that thing came out.
Star Wars smoking weed was pretty funny when I downloaded it.
It just kind of went downhill. I think I agree with the really chat room. It went downhill. No.
It kind of sucked.
Why don't we go ahead and do the wrap-up?
All right. Typical music, I guess.
Typical music.
All right.
Alrighty, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in to
Spike Wagon Radio!
I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls.
And we want to say thank you to everybody who's tuned in. Also, let's give a big thanks to our syndicates. Let's first say thank you to the mothership, LVRocks.com, for providing us a studio and a microphone, but no turntables. Big thank you to PlanetRadio.us. Huge thank you to Radio306.com. And we want to welcome a new syndicate, Zarn, XARNRADIO.com. I'm thinking Zarn Radio. Big thank you to RsEnemy.com. So, wherever you are, thank you for letting me leech off your fan base. And don't forget to check out one of our own, Smacks, LeftWingArmy.com. Also, VFTP.net.
Indeed. And very interesting, folks. A very good Zen moment, word of the day type thing. According to Taki, he's quote, says that women are like Voltron. The more you can hook up, the better.
That's what we're going to leave you with. Thank you, Spank Wagon Radio. I'm Trench.
I, of course, am Claude.
Next week, tune in, spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon. Good night.